I think my favorite one is just a girl sitting and standing in front of a pool, like with her back to the camera, and then you're like sitting there with a crabbing thing. You're like, get the fuck out of my way.
I'm trying to crab here. Oh, that was funny. When I started doing the reaction videos, one day I'd gained like 60,000.
I hate bang energy. It's just people hold that fucking. Listen, horrible. If your girlfriend did OnlyFans, but she made fucking bank for it. Both of you, are you okay? Are you okay with that?
You are high on
crazy. I'm okay. Feeling like that.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hello, and welcome to the MCM podcast number 18. Of course, my name is Max.
And my name is JR.
And we have a really special episode today because we're featuring another person from New Jersey who's extremely big on TikTok. And just as we're about to do our fucking intro, some fucking guy with some shit-ass Toyota Camry.
Yeah, he's got a Honda Civic with a spoiler on the back of it, I promise.
So let me introduce our guest. His name's Duke Gomez. Forget about Instagram, dude. This guy has over 400,000 followers on TikTok, which is just insane. And he makes literally some of the funniest content I've ever seen. Duke, how are you doing today, bro?
It's good, man. Thanks for having me, guys. Like you said, simple videos that I make on there. But that app is, obviously, like I was saying before, it gets ridiculous as time goes on. But, first it started off, actually, a lot of people ask me, how did you start off with your videos? Obviously, my brother has one leg, so I was using him. Sorry. I don't know, my first couple videos I was using him, so it's kind of like using my brother's like disability for clout, which is so fucked up to say.
I saw those fucking videos, like, just fucking with
him. I'm looking at my brother, I'm like, listen, if you don't give a shit, I don't give a shit, I'm using your leg, we could get big, like whatever, and he's like, nah, I don't give a shit about that, so whatever. So I started off with that, and then I remember one day I was just scrolling through my For You page, and I call it my Fuck You page on TikTok. it's not For You page for
That's
me,
better.
It's Fuck You, it's even better. So I was scrolling through, and it was a video of a girl just standing in front of the screen with a pool in the background. And I was like, I'm going to make a funny video on telling people, like, all right, did anybody see what's in the background? Like, did anybody see? No, because everyone's not focused on that.
They're not. They're focused on the
check. So I made one video like that, and people loved it, like, make more. And then I was just like, you know what, and carry on with this and just make videos like this. And they honestly, the videos take me, like, I sit in my car. Like, I'll go to the gym, and then after the gym, I'll sit in my car, and I'll look at what people, like, tag me in or whatever, and then I just sit there and just make videos in my car. I go all the time. Because I get loud sometimes, so sometimes if I make a video in my house, my mom's home, she's like, yelling, she's like, are you making another video in your room? I'm like, Ma, get the fuck out of here. I'm like yelling at her and shit. I'm like, I'm trying to make videos here.
I'm making a fucking video. Yeah. That occurs, but
then I come out, my mom's got like a plate of pasta. She's like, I cooked you dinner for you. I'm like, thank you.
The good old, is your mom Italian? It sounds like
my mom's very, she cooks a lot. She's not like Korean. I mean, my last name's Gomez, so I'm Spanish, and my dad's side is Spanish.
Okay.
I speak no fucking Spanish, though. I wish I did. My dad's like full-blown Spanish.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I wish my dad like taught me Spanish, because we went to like Cuba and Spain. We went away. Sick. So like my dad's over here reading the menu to me and shit. And I'm like, if you would have taught me Spanish growing up, I would have been able to speak to these people.
Dude, it seems like I think your content. When did you start again?
I've had TikTok for like since I want to say March. My first video that I put up was like the middle of April.
Okay.
So, and then when I started doing the reaction videos, it was probably honestly in like June. And then I'd gained like 60,000 in one day just from doing the reaction videos. I was like, all right, I'm going to stick to this.
Yeah.
Like as soon as like, once you, I feel like that's what you got to do when you're starting stuff like that. Like you try different things. Like I was putting videos of me riding my dirt bike on there. Those were blowing up a little bit. So I was saying like, all right, maybe I could keep the content of me racing my dirt bike and then keep my brother on the side of doing videos with him. And they were blowing up, but they weren't going. And then I would put up videos, the reaction, they were getting hundreds and thousands of like views and millions of views and like likes and crazy. So I was like, obviously I got to just choose one thing, and I just stuck with it. I mean, I post motocross videos here and there because I have a lot of followers that like ride too, because from the previous videos. So I try to keep it like not always on the one thing. Like I'll sometimes, if I go to the track, like I'll put up a video of me riding.
Yeah,
like
of course.
So I don't want to keep it too simple.
I think one of the things that we were talking about, and probably why those videos, the reactions blow up so much, is because you're saying what a lot of people are thinking when they scroll through their For You page or their Fuck You page. Yeah. It's like,
I'm going to start using that. I'm going to fucking coin that.
Fuck You page,
the Fuck You. And it was just funny, page, though, because like I personally don't use TikTok a lot. Like I don't. Like when I see TikToks, primarily it's just me like on Instagram seeing people reposting TikToks on meme pages and shit like that. And I'll see some of those ridiculous things, but they'll just post the ridiculous thing and like make a funny caption.
Yeah,
but
people say that. Like me generally, and like I just don't give a fuck. Like I'll put up one video and I'm like, all right, my DM box can be loaded with girls just saying I objectify them. I'm like, but, and there'll be times, I don't know if you see some of them I don't even actually talk about the girl. Like, there'll be times where she'll, like, there was a girl that put up a video of her with armpit hair or whatever. I don't know if you guys saw it. She went like this. I reacted to it, but she had Christmas lights in the background. So I was like, I reacted to the video. People like the videos when I react because I go, like I scream.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm like, I don't know if anybody saw the Christmas lights in the background. I had those same lights on my Christmas tree when Christmas comes around. So it's like, you can't really roast me because I'm not talking about the girl. In fact, it actually makes the people look bad that talk about the girl in the comments.
It is, because like, it makes them seem stupid.
I'm like, dude, like, I don't remember talking about the girl once in the video. Yeah. So it's making yourself look bad more than it is for me.
So now you're outsmarting.
So now I'm outsmarting. Yeah. I outsmart girls like it's my job, dude.
I think my favorite one, I just saw it this morning, actually, before we started. It was just a girl sitting and standing in front of a pool, like with her back to the camera. And then you're like sitting there with a crabbing thing. You're like, get the fuck out of my way.
I'm trying to crab here. Oh, that was funny.
Dude, it's like, the thing is, we're all seeing that. And with girls, I can't say, dude, girls are smart. They know what they're fucking doing. Absolutely. They know that if they post a picture of their ass or another part of their body, it's going to get them likes. Where, like, dude, and this is just a standard. Guys, we can't do that. It doesn't work
unless
like that.
Unless you're wearing gray sweatpants and you're putting your fucking dick on the screen. Then they'll be
you're
like,
putting
like,
a banana in your pants, just acting like you're like,
it looked at me first.
Yeah, right?
Like, fuck out of here.
It's just, dude, and I'm happy you're, and it's a little bit difficult for you because, like you're saying, you're walking kind of this line where, you know, you're going to get some hate for it.
Oh, but yeah. I kind of love it, though.
You need to.
I love the hate. Like, when people, you know what's another thing that blows my mind is that people that comment, I read all the comments. Yeah. I literally you could put it so that your notifications, only the comments show up.
Really?
And that's all, I keep it on that, so, because I look for people to like roast me, and then I'm bam, like, does this motherfucker have a profile picture? I'll come right at his ass.
Well, you can make videos about a comment. I've seen that on it.
I've done that.
You've done that?
I've
just
done
roast
that
the fuck out of people?
Because I have this, you ever heard of a bro day? It's like an ass cleaning system.
Oh,
it's like
yeah,
a bidet.
Yeah. I saw
a bidet.
You did like an ad for
I have
it, right?
One of those.
Yeah.
Dude, that thing's unfucking believable. Like,
is this sponsored by Bro Day?
Yeah.
Should we call him? All right, this is sponsored by Bro Day. Give him some money. Give us some money. All right. Yeah.
I mean, I put up one video because they sent me one, and I put up a video because
awesome.
They sent me one. So then I was like, so some kid commented. He was like, how do you use it? So then I like recorded a video from his comment.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like explaining like how to use it and shit, and like I was turning it on, and my mom was pissed off because I turned it on in my bathroom, and it shoots up this way. That fucking thing shot all over my wall. And I was like, and in the video, I'm like, oh, my mother's going to kill me. But that thing's amazing. That thing literally saved my ass, literally. Like, I take deliveries at work, and I'm fucking in between deliveries. I got to shit. I'm like, all right, I know it's not going to take long because I don't got to wipe my ass. Just go fucking use the thing.
I was gonna, dude. You like your accent in the videos. Like, obviously, it's exaggerated. It's exaggerated.
Yeah,
you do have some sort of like the New Jersey kind of Italian, but like you say, like, yo, toots, what are you doing? This and it sounds like a 1920s. It goes with the whole vibe.
People message me and they're like, is your accent real? I'm like, hey, I'm not gonna lie, you toots. It's kind of fake a little bit.
It's kind of fake a little bit.
It's a little. I'm a little exaggerating my accent over here, trying to get my fame.
Dude, chicks love it. They'll be like,
and they
yeah,
think,
I'll
some
be
of
your
them
toots.
Think it's like so real. I mean, I got like a slight because I'm from New York. I'm originally from New York, so I got like kind of like a New York accent, but like it's nothing like my videos. It makes the videos like I think like 10 times funnier with that accent.
It does.
Definitely. I think there's people. That one guy does the like a fucking like Italian dads versus normal dads at a baseball game. Yeah.
That me and him are like good. Nicky
Cass.
Shut up. I'm like he's the only guy I follow on TikTok. Me and him are like
really?
He. You know, you guys know Cameo.
Yeah, of
I'm
course.
Using Cameo.
I saw
he's
that.
He's the one that referred me to Cameo,
yeah.
And I started doing Cameos. Dude, those things, the shit that people tell me to make videos on, they're like, oh my God, my husband Jeff, he's 35 years old, he loves to shit himself, he just wants you to make a video of you roasting him. Just tell him toots, tell him how you're doing, roast the shit out of him, and I'll just make a minute video of me fucking annihilating this
Wait,
guy.
How much you charge?
I charge, so you could pay to text me,
yeah.
And I was like, all right, nobody's ever going to pay to text me. Wrong. Unbelievable. People fucking pay to text me. And then I was charging $5 a video, and I was getting like fucking 30 or something a day.
Well, dude, that's reasonable. So people are like, why the fuck
it's
not?
It's a personal video. So I feel like sometimes those could be better than like, so then I raised it up a little bit. I went to $6.
Yeah.
I don't want to raise it too crazy. I don't want to look like a fucking asshole because I actually genuinely enjoy doing them.
Yeah.
Like when I wake up in the morning and I got like 20 videos to make, I'm like, all right. Like, I enjoy doing this shit. Like, I actually
but you
get
in the character.
Get in the character. And
your mom's
I
like, what are you doing, dude?
On.
You're like, I gotta fuck.
I'm like, Mom, I'm making a video on Donna. It's her birthday tomorrow.
Who's Donna? Yeah. It's like, well,
that's Donna and Barbara. Fuck
it. For my birthday this summer, one of the things he got me as a gift was he had Nolan Roseborough off Cameo.
Have you ever seen that guy? He's like, dude, you don't get any puss.
Yeah, he just
had. Have. He does
Frat House Drama.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
he had him for like a fucking minute, just like shitting all over. He was like giving him all these different points, like make sure you do this.
Dude, he was like, it was like $30, but I literally told him exactly what to say. I was like, tell him he gets no puss.
That I'm a huge downer.
He's a downer to the boys. That it's just any shit.
People tell me the same exact thing. Like, tell him that he doesn't belong in the group. One guy was like, tell this guy he's a fat piece of shit. And I'm like, the dude's name was Jeff. I'm like, Jeff, buddy, it would help if you fucking hit a treadmill once in a while, pal. Maybe burn off the calories, burn off the donuts you were eating last night.
Dude, that's like guy humor where it's like, and I loved it. Like, I'd do anything for this kid, but like, and the same thing with me. Like, we shit on each other guys.
I shit on my friends. Like, I love doing that shit.
Yeah.
You just get an enjoyment out of it. But yeah, that guy, Nicky Cat, he's a cool dude.
Okay.
Me and him are boys. Like, we always text him DMs and shit. We want to collab. I think he's from Long Island. I have no idea.
That's not fair.
He charges like $20 a video now on Cameo because he gets like, but he's got like, his videos are very like well played out. Mm-hmm. Like, he does the Italian side and then the American side, and then he has like the
face filter. Yeah, the face filter. Dude, for those the Italians. Are funny. Yeah,
his videos, funny. He generally has the one videos that I hysterically laugh at. So funny. And he's a good dude. Like, those dudes that are like that, like, I appreciate, like, you're a good dude. Like, you reach out to other people. Like, he referred me to the Cameo. I was like, you helped me out a lot with this kid. Like, it's keeping me going a little bit. Something crazy. Like, and people think, people comment on TikTok, like, oh, you must be making so much money without me. TikTok doesn't pay you.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
No.
Dick.
No.
I'll get more money sitting outside of my house with a cup that says I'm homeless than making money off TikTok. And I'm not even exaggerating.
Well, they have those gifts, right? But I heard you don't even get fuck from those gifts,
dude,
right?
Dude, I've made probably $50 or whatever off of live because people send you coins.
And dude, people send those coins like they pay $20 of their own.
I'll get the coins. I'm like, it's like a little guy running across the screen. He goes, you got 50 coins. Like, the fuck is this 50 shit?
50 coins is like a peso.
Like, awesome. Like 20 coins is like a dollar.
Oh my God.
It's retarded. So you're making your money off of people just like wanting you to promote their product.
Yeah, that's where you're making
money. That's how girls, that's why I think like girls, I generally think girls are making a shit ton of money because like if bathing suit brands are like giving the money for them to just like triangle fucking stand in the screen.
You know, when they do the bathing suit brands, at least it's like warranted for them to be wearing a bathing suit in the video. Over. But sometimes they'll just be dressed like that and then they'll have like a fucking like toothbrush or like toothpaste. Try this out. And
the biggest one that I hate. Bang Energy. It's just people hold that fuck.
They listen, horrible. I know a buddy that Taylor Holden?
Yeah.
Famous dude?
Yeah.
So this kid that I know is like good friends with him, and he was telling like all about like how Bang Energy, like he's got like millions of followers.
Yeah, of course.
So that's like the one kid you want like promoting your product. And he was telling me that Bang Energy doesn't give him shit. Like they don't even give him anything.
And people just make and I heard the contracts, they have to make like 3 videos a week with Bang Energy, and it just floods. Dude, it ruins their whole creative shit. Your account's fucked at that point.
When you're like forced to like do things and shit, like I don't like I have that NovaShine teeth whitening kit. Okay. Like they sent me the product, I put out one video, and now they're like telling me to keep posting. I'm like, all right, like now I want shit from out of you guys. Like I'm not going to keep posting shit if you're not going to fucking like, at least give me like
pay
something a fucking post. Like I'm not trying to. I got way other videos to be making for people. I don't want to. I mean, I don't mind making the video.
Yeah.
Like you give me the product, I'll use it. It kind of worked though. I haven't really used it that much. It kind of works a little bit, but it fucking hurts. Like I put it in my mouth.
But there, your teeth are white. It works.
That's right, I'm trying.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It works.
Yeah.
Is it one of those like molds that like sticks in your mouth?
You ever seen those videos of the girls pulling them out and they do the chest?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, it fucking sucks.
So how many? You know, well, let me just get into this month. This month is No Simp September, and I think you're the gladiator of fighting all the simps, because any girl that tries to do any shit to just show off to guys and, like, show their ass and want that, you know, sympathy, you don't allow it on TikTok, man. Yeah. I fucking love it.
I don't allow it, but at the same time, if a hot girl slides into my DMs or slides in my comments, I'm right back to your ass. Like, some girls are right, like, oh, my God, you're so funny, and I'll look at their profile pic, I'm like, damn, this shit is bad. And I'll comment back, I'll be like, you are gorgeous. And then people just comment under my comment, like, oh, it's No Simp September. I'm like, dude, fuck that bullshit. I'm
You're not a fucking. No, here's the deal. Like, people just think, like, oh my God, he messaged a girl. Simp.
Simp.
Like, no, it doesn't work like that. They don't even know what a fucking simp means.
Used to hate that word for the longest time.
Yeah, I still do. Simp. It's just like, well, it's
let me
dumb.
Let me ask you guys a question. And this is a valid question, okay?
Yeah.
And this is bringing up a YouTuber I loved, iDubbbz, if you know iDubbbz. Mm. If your girlfriend did OnlyFans. No, but listen here. But she made fucking bank for both of you. Are you okay? Are you okay with that?
You are high on coils.
I'm okay. Don't let that. I'm okay with that. If she's making like 20 or 30K a month,
yeah,
babe, we can go on vacation with that. Anybody
listening to this, if you don't allow your girl to do that, you're a meathead. Allow her to do that.
Thank you.
You're hearing it now, because that's if you're she's you're gonna complain about you don't have money. She's gonna be making it for you.
Thank you. I'm so and I've said that before, and I've had guys be like, "You're a fucking pussy simp." All right, dude, pussy have fun getting no chicks at the fucking bar.
At the end of the night, you're getting laid by her, so who gives a shit?
True.
Like honestly, right? Like she's giving. Honestly, I'd feel great. Like she's giving her body out to people, so it's like these people are mad because I'm coming home and I'm fucking banging this chick at night, so they're not getting
shit. And she's getting paid for it. Because dude, girls post pretty fucking. Exposing shit on Instagram.
There are girls like Belle Delphine that don't actually post anything. Like, it's just them wearing, like, fucking, like...
Speaking about Belle Delphine...
She posts... Isn't, like, her OnlyFans, like, $35 a month or something? She doesn't post anything on there. Holy it's just shit. Her fucking wearing
no,
this stuff.
No, no. She posts some fucked up shit. There's literally, like... I don't know.
You guys ever like? Did you ever pay for an OnlyFans? Like for someone? This,
all right. As a
I've never done it. You know what's funny? The other day I saw this one girl on my Twitter. I was like, "Fuck! I'd never paid for money for this. This chick is so hot." Yeah. And I'm sitting in my bed like ten. I was a little drunk a little bit. I'm not. Yeah, I was a little fucked up. So I'm over here like I'm a horny bastard laying in bed. So I'm like. Did I do it? I'm like, nah, I'm not doing it.
The only time we ever did it was, okay, it's okay to
wait,
tell
how
story,
are we on
right?
this time, too? Because I want to make sure we have enough time for this story.
No, we have 10 minutes.
Okay, good.
All right, so the only time we ever really did it, so it was, we were all at, it was like 10 of us at like a house. Like we were just all like drinking and like we were staying over the night because it was like beginning of like pandemic. So
circle jerk session.
Yeah. No, so the reason we did it was because we found out that this girl... who one of our friends was like kind of like on and off like hooking up with made an OnlyFans.
She made an OnlyFans, bro.
And we always make jokes about this girl, not about the girl, but just about their relationship because like the guy, our friend was kind of like a douchebag. But anyway, sorry, Zach, you're kind of a douche.
He's gotten
anyway,
a douche,
yeah.
Him,
anyway, we'd always be like, oh yeah, like you missed this girl, whatever. So we all bought her OnlyFans and we were like. And we were just like all like looking at it together, just as a fucking meme. But like I was the one who made the account, I paid for it. They all Venmo'd me. I actually think I ended up making money off of it because everyone was kind of drunk. So I was like, everyone Venmo me $2. Oh, so I got like $20, and I think it was like a $10 OnlyFans.
And
so
I got some pics.
No, let me just tell
were
you.
They
you
nice? How were they?
No, they were good. No, it was a little bit a next step from her Instagram. Like she posts a lot of shit on her Instagram. But let me just tell you what was even funnier, dude. I tried buying it on two of my fucking credit cards.
and
both of mine got declined because like Citibank was like, hey simp, are you really gonna do this? It's 2 a.m. you horny bastard, like you're saying.
They but fucking
his,
knew.
But his credit card went through because he's done it probably before.
Yeah, yeah, no,
oh my God,
no,
this
you,
is
know, you know,
business.
You know,
this guy's fucking
well, no, you were doing it was MasterCard. The MasterCard
tried,
was what let me do
I
it.
I tried my Apple card, I tried a fucking Citi card.
My man was ready to get those.
Oh my God,
you were determined.
I got a credit card here. I don't have my wallet with me. I'm ready.
I'm not safe with my credit card. If I have a few fucking coronas in my system, take my money, my card, fucking take the whole wallet. I can't do it.
Especially if you're near a girl at a bar, just like, yo, shots on me, and then you see the beat. Like, listen, get ready for when you go to the bars, dude.
No, I actually have a funny story. So one day I was like day drinking with my friends, and I had a change of address on my license. So to get into bars, I need my passport. I was telling you. So one day I'm like, fuck it, I don't want to carry my passport around because that's like bullshit in my pocket. I don't want to lose it.
It's a lot.
So like,
most
I'm,
bars fucking need that shit.
So it's like a 12 in the afternoon and I'm like fucking hammered out of my mind. And I'm like scrolling through my phone and I get an advertisement for a passport carrier. I'm like, this is exactly what I need. It's a fucking $250 wallet though.
Oh my God.
And I'm like,
dude, you're
easy. And then 2 days later, I get like this wallet in the mail. I'm like, fuck, I just spent $250 on a wallet. Like,
I just want to
make
this,
a waste of money.
I want to make this PSA, guys. Do we all own Belle Delphine's OnlyFans? I can't say for Duke. I mean, he might do it tonight, but
yeah, don't.
We are definitely fucking fans.
I wouldn't call myself a fan.
I don't even know who that is,
dude. Yeah,
seriously?
You fucking do. Come
Everyone
on,
knows
bro.
Who.
Maybe
he
if
is.
I because I can't really see in your shirt.
You're gonna ask the bar this late.
Yeah, well, I don't know. She's just that same bitch on the show.
Yeah, it's the same
bitch. No, dude, she does like she's fucking one of the biggest things on YouTube. She's probably gonna get kicked off YouTube.
Why? What does she do?
She posts
pictures like this,
dude. She posts music videos, but like of. Like basically kind of softcore porn, but her she did like a Gooba remix where literally she had a dildo that was a big black shotgun that she was putting in her mouth, so it looked like she was trying to commit suicide with dildo, and it somehow still has like an age requirement on it, but still on YouTube.
Yeah, meanwhile, like, Leafy got banned.
Yeah, exactly. Leafy fucking get... But Leafy, yeah,
was making... People get banned for... This whole community... The whole fucking world as a whole is a bunch of soft fucks.
Well, dude, we're shadow banned
It's all become corporate.
We were shadow banned on Instagram, dude. Really?
We don't fucking... Our content's
so PG. We're
almost
kicked off Instagram. And we're... Dude, we do cookie cutter type shit. Yeah. I wish I could post the fucked up shit I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, you post... That's why I look at your shit, dude. That's the kind of shit.
Well,
the
thing is, I'm on the edge, though, dude.
Well, that's the thing, because like your content has like from you know pretty early on been catered to that audience, whereas we started off with being like a more PG like Monmouth County meme page.
Yeah, I'm just at the point.
We already have that audience where we can't push into like darker boundaries.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like once you get the audience into something that they all like,
yeah.
It's almost like you got to keep it like that.
Yeah. Because
then if you start changing, then they start bitching and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they're like, I miss the old people.
Yeah, I'm like, I miss, like, I was on my backup account. I'm not posting reaction videos because I'm only posting those for, like, the other account until it gets banned. Yeah. But I'm posting, like, just funny-ass videos of me just talking. And people in the comments are like, you got to do the reaction videos. I'm like, dude, once I get unbanned on the other fucking account, I'll post them on the other account. I'm not doing two accounts with two fucking reaction videos and two accounts. It's retarded.
I'm sure their reaction videos are what got you fucking banned in the first place. Yeah. So if you get your backup,
yeah, but they got them famous in the first place.
Yeah.
So it's
like common sense. Like I don't want my backup to get banned while my other account's banned.
I'm gonna for sure keep getting like suspended for 7 days, definitely. For like, I got banned for 7 days. I started, and then when I got banned, I posted like 20 videos because I was like, I gotta get these out. So I got the videos out, and then I got banned like 3 days later for another 7 days. So I'm like, I can't. I'm like,
well, that's what TikTok, dude. Instagram, you post one pic a day, and like that's it. Like, if you double post, you're fucking weirdo. Shit. But on TikTok, you're like, you post that many
a day.
I post
like seven a day.
Well, it's because with TikTok, it's not like you have a feed where it's like everything that anyone you followed has posted.
No,
because like
it is like on Instagram, only your followers are gonna see that.
Yeah, yeah.
On TikTok, you got For You page, you got your followers, so you got two like sources that are gonna see your pics. Yeah. I mean, see your videos. So it's like, when I post up, it's like you could tell when it hits the For You page and when it doesn't.
Do you have any merch, you know, coming in that we were just talking about? Like, if you had something where it said like Tootsie Pop or Tootsie Papa on your shirt, like I'm fucking buying that, dude.
So I have. I don't know if you guys see my logo of the my new. I made a logo. My
Dude, that's tough as shit.
That's on the book. It's all my sayings that I say, like in the videos, like Tootsie Pop, just drop the Cleveland. I literally take shits in some of my videos. I don't know if you've seen.
Wait, what do you mean? I didn't see the book part.
So yeah, if you look at the book, it's all the sayings that I say in my videos.
Send us a picture. And then on the hat. Send us a picture of that, and we'll put it on the actual like screen.
Dude, yeah, I'm gonna put it on the thumbnail. Yeah. Are you selling those?
Background. Yeah, dude, I have like stickers and shit. The sticker company fucked up my stickers though. They made them like this big.
Do you got an extra one? Could I have one?
I have, I'm bringing it next time.
Fine. Just send one to me or something.
Like 60 of them.
Dude, those are, we're going to put it on the screen. That's insane. That's so nice.
Yeah, so I wanted to do, so my sister's boyfriend is a graphic designer for like WWE or some shit. So I went to him right away and I was like, yo, like, I'm going to take a photo of me taking a shit on a toilet, holding a book, and wearing a hat. This is how I want it. I want all the sayings I say in my videos on the book. I want toots on the hat because that's like my main thing I say. And I want to make like a logo for myself. And I wanted to do, like, I wanted to first make t-shirts of, like, I'm normally, like, a plain tee kind of guy. Like, I like, logos, like, in the corner. And, like, that's it. So, just 2 days ago, I went to this custom t-shirt company right next door to my job. And I was like, yo, this is how I want it. And he made gray and white. And I got, like, 50 of them. So, they're coming in soon.
It's in Belmar?
Yeah, big Bullfrog.
Bullfrog,
I work at Joe's Bagel and Grill. It's a bagel place.
Oh, really? We I feel like we messaged them or something before. You don't do the social media, do they? Do you?
No, the boss's daughter does the social media. Yeah. The only reason why I'm there is because of my manager. Like, I have, like, my manager's, like, nice as fuck.
Yeah.
Chill. So, like, if she was shitty and, like, annoying, I'd be
you'd be out.
Because bad enough, I don't really... I mean, I generally, like... I don't mind working there, like, it's fine, but, like, when people, like, I'm at the bar and I meet a girl, I'm like, yo, where you work? I'm like, fuck,
you don't wanna,
we'll get a bagel place.
Just say, like, I'm self-employed on TikTok.
I'm making money, though. So
no, just say
like,
400K on TikTok.
Yeah, that's it. So that's all you got to worry about. It's 400K, and so that's fine.
Well, one other thing I want to get into is, with Monmouth County, dude, we've interviewed so many people from Monmouth County, and they're really big personalities and successful on social media. Do you plan on always staying here? Like, if you continue to, you will get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
As far as, do you want to, like, Rob Fipplyable said, start your dynasty here, or whatever he did. What is that something you want to do, or you want to go out to LA or Florida?
It's funny you say that, actually, because the other day, my mom was complaining to me that I don't have like a job, like a set job, because I just graduated school. I only did 2 years at school. I fucking hate school. So I was like, yeah. I'm only gonna do 2 years, get my associates, and then I'm gonna find a job. I'd rather work, make money, than go to school. So I was like, my mom's telling me, like, listen, you gotta get a job other than the bagel place. I understand you're working, you're making your money. I work like 5-6 days a week, whatever. But like, I'm like, mom, I'll be honest with you. Like, this stuff that I'm doing with TikTok and like making people laugh, like, I genuinely like fucking enjoy this shit. Yeah. Like, yeah. There's time. I also get like good DMs sometimes from people that are like, yo, I've been depressed for the past week. Like, your videos have made me happy. And
that's,
I'm
important.
Like, yeah. That shit is what keeps me wanting to keep putting out videos and make people happy. So, like, I would love to see how far this could take me and, like, you know, make a business out of just being a fucking stupid, funny idiot. So, like,
yeah. Max used to get those nice DMs, and now it's like our main page, like, yo, your content sucks. What the fuck happened?
Get the fuck out of here. I actually have a folder. It's like, I'm like so cheesy. It's like kind of cute. We have like a big Google Drive. So, but I have like why I do this folder, yeah. And I screenshot all the nice shit.
You gotta have,
because,
like,
dude, if you're ever down, if you ever have a video where it's bad and you get some bad and you're just down, because as like content creators, like, you can make one bad post and it'll make you forget about everything else. So I just go to that, and it'll be a kid being like, yo, this is an awesome post. Thanks, man. I live in, you know, wherever now, not Monmouth County, so you make me remember the good times.
Yeah, and I've had that happen where I had one video up that was like, I roasted the girl pretty bad and had like 4 million views, and jeez, I was just getting annihilated by the post, and it got to the point where I was just like, I deleted it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, people were making other videos of the video.
Fuckers.
And I was just like, you know, but sometimes like that shit will get to you. Like, dude, this whole TikTok fame could either make you or break you. It could make your life like great, or people just hate you for the rest of your life.
Duke, you're 20, right?
Yeah.
Dude, you're so fucking
Max
young.
Max is like, I'm three years older than you, so you can believe me when I say it.
Believe me. Just do the Trump shit. Yeah. Dude, you're so young that you could try this TikTok shit.
Yeah.
And TikTok, fuck off. And if it works, fucking great. But, dude, you have all this time.
I told my mom, like, listen, I'm young. You're complaining I don't get a job. I should be still in school. Yeah. I'm like, I should still have 2 more years of school left of me. So I'm out here working, doing my thing. But, like, I'm trying to get my merch out. I got the merch coming. I got these shirts coming in next week. So hopefully if I could sell out those, then I want to start making sweatshirts. I want to start making hats. I even want to make like fucking banners with that logo on it.
Yeah.
Like, you ever seen Nelk Boys, the full send?
Yeah.
The full send flags and shit.
Well, like, of course, bro. Like the drop was this past week. They're in Seaside.
Dude, I went there.
Shut the fuck up. Damn it.
The craziest shit I've ever seen in my life. I swear to God. I've never seen anything
like
that.
You just go yourself or with someone?
I went with like 8 of my boys. Like, cops arresting people. Some dude crashed his car.
Someone got hit by a car and they're doing burnouts. I'm pissed.
People almost are getting hit by cars because they're just doing burnouts.
They're doing another thing. It might be tonight. Honestly, I might just say fuck it.
In Jersey?
No, it's not in the best area. It's going to be somewhere in Philly.
Like, I'm just driving to Philly. No big deal.
Like, people tag Nelk in my comments. I'm like, yo, if Nelk ever seen me, I would.
Yeah, I'd
that's
cry.
My dream. I would do it. Anything those motherfuckers tell me to do in any video, like
you and me both. That's the goal. If I could like get in, even though it's like behind the camera, just so like that's me. I want to start doing YouTube soon enough after I stop my job.
Yeah.
But I just want to do something where with this podcast and this page, I feel like you're saying you're doing stuff for other people.
Yeah.
Where when you start making TikToks, dude, you did it for yourself.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Obviously, these are brands are paying you, but when it starts feeling like a job.
No, like, I'll be honest with you, if I didn't enjoy doing videos, I just wouldn't do it.
You would do it.
Because I'll be honest with you, I don't care about the fame. Like, people over here, they want to be, like, TikTok famous, they want to have all this fame. For me, I'm just like, whatever. Like, when people recognize me in person, I'm like, yo, like, what's up? Like, people, I've kind of bothered people. It's like, yo, you're a TikTok kid. I'm like, fuck, like, if you know my name, just say what's up, dude. Like,
hey, yeah.
Whatever, it is what it is. But like,
yo, are you Crabman?
Oh, my God.
Well, like the fame, the whole fame thing, I'm just like, I don't like, if I can make a business out of this and make money doing it, then that's why I like it. I'm not only doing it for the money. Like, I enjoy making people laugh and making people's days, because people, that's what people tell me. I get most of my comments, actually, maybe half of my comments are like, people hate me. And then the other half, it's like, dude, like, my dad just passed away. Like, this made me like, my week, like, whatever. Like, that shit is what's like, wow. Like, that, like, you can make a change in someone. Like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's what matters. Good. I mean, you're about to hit 11K on IG.
Yeah.
and we want to get into. Jared just told me TikTok might get banned.
Isn't it supposed to be on like literally this Sunday? Like that it's supposed tomorrow, to be tomorrow. It's supposed to be taken off. Well, tomorrow as of recording, this is probably not going to come out.
I believe it when I open up the app and it says you're fucked. Right, on the
you're fucked.
It says get a second job, you fucking dickwad.
Literally, I mean, literally, like get off your ass. Like, there's that thing. It's like,
stop sitting on your thumb and go get a fucking job.
Like stop sitting on the fucking toilet and making TikToks.
It was like showing all those like TikTok girls like Charlie doing the dances working at Walmart. At the
Dude, Beyonce doesn't even have her own fucking drink on the Dunkin' Donuts menu.
Are you kidding
me? I would never roll through a drive-thru and say I want the Charlie.
Wait.
Get the fuck out of here.
Have you got the Travis Scott?
Have you got the Travis?
I don't eat McDonald's. I don't eat fast food.
Dude, come on. Cactus Jack.
I've never had Taco Bell. I don't eat those fucking...
I do love those.
I'll hit in the gym. Let me get my chicken and protein in. I'm trying to stay healthy.
You can get chicken McNuggets.
Yeah, you can get your chicken.
You can have your chicken McNuggets.
No, those Vegas, though, on TikTok are so fucking
funny. Oh, yeah, you know
funny.
Why I'm here. Dude, those are fucking hilarious. One of my boys did a video like that. He pulls up. He's like, he did the video, and he was in a Jeep. He's like, oh, dude, your fucking speakers suck in this Jeep. Shit is funny, dude.
There's this one guy who did it. He's just the most awkward person I've ever seen. Like, and he, you know how most people, they just like record the drive-through window. He was recording himself. And he was he's like, Cactus Jack sent me? Like, question. Like, and she was like, what?
He works for Barstool. I know exactly what you're talking
And then he was
about.
Like, it's lit at the end. And she was like, sorry. He's like, okay, thanks. And just drove away.
That dude,
like,
that dude works for Barstool. That's another thing. We could work for Barstool. Damn, that dude.
I had a couple videos go on there.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
I have like a really insanely cute dog, and I had a video of her like crawling. I don't know if you probably
dude,
see it.
Dude, no, no. Let me just. It's a Yorkie.
Yes.
And there's a video where it's crawling.
That's me.
Can I just say this? And this is the funniest fucking thing. Before I knew you were a fucking person, this and that, I saw that on an Instagram page with 20 fucking followers. And my mom, we had a Yorkie. She loves Yorkies. Like, and I looked at that. And, dude, I said, my mom, she doesn't understand Instagram. She's like, oh, my God, whose dog is that? I'm like, mom, it's a fucking shit-ass meme page. Saying, you would never know who it is. And then I fucking find you, and I'm like, dude, that's the kid. So that's your dog.
It's my sister's dog. But,
dude, that's the fucking cutest thing. Jared, he's, like, crawling.
You want to talk about a chick magnet? That thing gets you more ass than a toilet seat.
So you hold your TikTok app like this. With 400K, and you got the dog.
You're finding your wife, and you're set for life,
dude. I sometimes, you know, Mama Luke's.
Yes, of course.
Like, everybody goes there right after DJs.
Yeah,
and I'm like, all right, that's my time to go walk the dog. So I go walk the dog with the Mama Luke's. They don't give two fucks about me. They're like, oh my god, can I pet your dog?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, you can. Fuck I need yeah, something in return though. Let me get your snap. Let me get your number.
What's your snap? What's your IG?
My dog has actually got like 4,000 or 5,000 on Instagram. My sister runs the account. My dog's like pretty famous.
Dude, can you send it to me? Because I need
the
to see
video
another video. No,
the...
like as far as just the account. My mom wants to see more.
My
of that
sister
wants
like really, really cute dogs.
Does she's got TikTok. Where we had that famous
dog
Luca the Palm from Belmar.
Yeah.
What the fuck is in the water of Belmar, dude? That should I just move to Belmar and I could finally
Belmar,
just blow
well,
up?
You go, only go to Belmar in the summer. Belmar's got some baddies, yo.
Oh no, yeah.
I think they're Staten Island girls.
Well, everyone rents houses either from North Jersey, even Monmouth County.
So I'm like, look, I don't got a rent house because I have one there. Like, I live there full time.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like, I'm fucking there when there's snow in the ground.
Well, that's what I'm planning. I'm either planning, honestly, dude, I got to say, I like Belmar, but we went to visit Manasquan Gossip. You know Belmar University? It's like that.
Oh, yeah, I know the guy that, like, runs that.
The guy, whatever. There's another page, but it's for Manasquan called Manasquan Gossip.
Oh, really?
I fuck with those guys more. I don't know. The Belmar U kids have just been weird to us.
Yeah, like, I went to a party and they were all there and I was like...
They're old, dude. They're fucking
old. Fuck, yeah.
They're old. Like, so the Manasquan, dude, I don't know. I just had a good time at this Manasquan house. But once again, dude, it was like me and my boys came like fresh out of college and it was all like 28-year-olds.
Yeah.
A lot of the girls are hot as shit. What I'm saying is it was awesome, but it was just a weird situation feeling like... I usually feel old nowadays being around younger like college kids, but then I was like, dude, I feel like a kid.
Now you're a kid.
I'm like a kid. Yeah. I'm literally like I was so taken back. So as far as like, if TikTok is banned, are you're pushing people to Instagram?
I mean, people are telling me they're like, yo, like you got to make a YouTube, but like, one, I can't do the editing. I'm not a I'm not a computer guy. Like I can't do that shit. My one buddy does YouTube videos and he's he does the and he's like, yeah, they take me like 2 hours to make and shit like that. I'm like,
not that I don't have time for that. I don't have the fucking patience for that, dude.
Yeah. And the other thing with YouTube is when you if you do like reaction
and if you curse
like
and if you're cursing your videos, you ain't making shit.
Oh no, you're not. Yeah, you're gonna bleep
everything
followed.
Out. And I curse every 5 fucking seconds.
Well,
Nelk
doesn't
like,
make money.
Yeah, it's that.
No, Nelk makes some money off of fucking
merch.
Selling merch for $100 a shirt.
Yeah.
Good for them. They can do it.
It's the language, and then even more than that, it's like if you're doing the reaction stuff, like you can get hit with copyright shit all the fucking
all
time.
The time.
You know, it's like nonstop.
They'll take it down over some bullshit.
Like we put in like an edit where there was like literally 3 seconds of The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel by like Hello Darkness.
Oh, yeah. Friend. Oh, yeah.
Literally
yeah.
3 seconds.
In
the
whole
video.
The
entire
video
was clean.
In an hour video, the whole thing was like literally
not
bad.
That we make
can
money.
Can you just go in and cut it out though?
No. Well, we can do
we
that.
We can,
again,
but it would be silent.
Yeah.
It would just
silent.
Be weird.
So,
you know what I'm saying? You could put in some fake ass music, but it doesn't have the same
effect.
Like,
time.
Listen, we're not making money on these podcasts, like in terms of like the hour long videos anyway, but the fact that they actually like, we didn't even like monetize them, and they're still like, yo, we're copyright striking. Like, this
yeah, like we're going to make money off sponsorships and stuff and people paying us for their brand, but not on YouTube, not right now. So it's like, why the fuck you got, does YouTube care?
Yeah, it's stupid. Plus, it's fucking fair use. 3 seconds of a song.
It is, actually. I was going to say, we could probably appeal that.
We could, but YouTube doesn't give a shit. So
they don't. But dude, honestly, like,
you're gonna peel like everything now.
YouTube does take, like, as far as YouTube videos, it takes a long time to edit. And
you have to.
Dude,
the other thing, well,
I don't have patience for that.
No, the other thing is with YouTube, like in copyright shit, you have to like the only way they listen is when big YouTubers on Twitter
post on Twitter.
That's
they
the
post
only
on Twitter,
time
like Charlie
they do
did
anything.
That. Charlie
they
and
Markiplier
did that.
That's the only time
they
give a shit. Otherwise, they don't. They're like, nah, fuck you. Sorry, I don't care.
Yeah, I get people all the time ideas like, yo, like. If this app shuts down, like, you need to do YouTube. I'm like, I don't, listen, I was like, I honestly don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I'll post on Instagram. Like,
yeah, what do you think about Instagram Reels?
Sucks.
It kind of sucks.
It just, you know, for me, I don't know why maybe knows me well, but it's just all hot chicks.
Like,
that's
all
that is. I mean, that guy, Nikki Cass, he's doing, like, he just posts, like, a big guess, he's just going to post, like, on Instagram, and I'm like, my videos aren't really like that, you know? Like, I need other people's videos
to
make me, you know what I'm saying?
Both.
So it's like, I can't.
Well, you can screen. You can. Well, no, you can't even make them.
I mean, I could still make funny videos.
Well, here's the thing:
if
you don't want to post on TikTok, you could get like a VPN for like $3, like a month, and just fucking make the videos in TikTok, like edit them in TikTok,
and
then post them on Instagram.
Oh yeah, that is true.
Because it's like obviously, you know, your followers aren't gonna buy a VPN and to watch your shit, but. You could do the VPN, and you could make them there and then post them to Instagram.
Which
that's probably your easiest.
Let me tell you the funny thing also, Duke, is that you edit a lot of this stuff in TikTok, whatever, and that you're used to that. With me coming from like more YouTube and I'm used to editing programs, I had such an... Like, it was so hard for me to learn TikTok editing.
No, your first couple TikToks, you literally made them in Premiere.
Dude,
and
I made them in Premiere Pro on my computer. That's what I'm saying. So it was so counterintuitive, but like... Dude, also on YouTube... group channels do big. You see what Nelk is doing.
Yes,
like, Nelk is huge.
Yeah,
so if you can make a squad, dude, I'll be part of that squad.
I don't really. I don't even know how to really use the editing on TikTok. All I do is just screen record and then edit the screen record, and then I just go to my camera roll and take a video, and then I just add the two.
You don't need crazy editing because it's your personality.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
It's
your reaction. People are there for.
That's it. It's all they're there for me to go. Ah, fucking screaming the screen.
Yeah, your mom definitely, like, does this kind of anger issues?
I was actually...
What the fuck is he yelling
at? I was at dinner with her last night, and she doesn't see, like, any of my TikToks. Because she
don't parents just don't understand either.
I'm like, mom, I'm going to show you these. You let me know. My mom hates that curse and shit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like, I said, make some funny, mom. I'm like, don't start bitching at me. So I showed her this one video. She was dying at the dinner table. She was
good. That's good to have her back.
At the armpit while she was dying. She's like, people fucking. She's like, people like that. I'm like, did you not just laugh? Did you not just laugh? You're a 50-year-old woman. Did you not just laugh? Yes. Clearly, you're getting a kick out of it,
dude. I think like as far as and even your parents, you're gonna have your parents all day saying or questioning what you're doing. Yeah, but they're just not. They're never gonna understand this YouTube, this social media
they
stuff.
They don't know about it. They have no idea that you can actually like you could genuinely make a living.
Oh,
it's hard. But you could like I don't want to say the route that I'm going is decent, but like. This is just the start. You know what I'm saying? Like, this will just build up. Like, obviously, I started with 1,500 followers on Instagram. That's how much I had in April. At 1,500. I'm at 11K now. Like, it's just going to go from app to app. That's all it is. Like, some people, it goes from TikTok, Instagram, then you get big on YouTube, then you start making money on YouTube, whatever. and then you start live streaming on Twitch or some shit, whatever that. I don't know any of that, though, that shit. Yeah. But like,
I would stick to
it. You mean, look at the people who started on Vine, and then when Vine died, they went to YouTube. They're all still huge. Yeah, like, Triller, even though they're not fucking funny, like a lot of those people aren't funny.
No, listen, David Dobrik, as far as Logan, Jake Paul.
I don't think those, that guy, all those. Those TikTok kids, Josh Richards and all those kids.
Oh my god,
losers. Bryce Hall?
Yeah.
Huh. Nah.
But no, dude, but you know what they post? And here's the thing. I actually watch.
Just no shirts on.
I actually, dude, here's the thing. I watched a podcast with them with Bradley Martin, who I fucking love. He's a big Lizzie guy.
I love Bradley Martin.
The best. Dude, he's a great podcast where it's actually the best thing he's ever done. Let me tell you, like, his lifting videos are great, but he had those two TikTok guys on, and honestly, they even said, like, I hate making these videos. Like, they're not good. There's no substance in them taking off their shirts. Yeah, but he said, all my followers are girls. It takes me 10 seconds to make a video that's going to get 30 million views.
Yeah.
Why the fuck wouldn't I do it?
Yeah.
And at that point, you can't hate the guy. You're you know he's a douchebag, but he's like, listen, he says it. He's at least not being upfront.
He's not acting like, oh, dude, it's so hard to make these videos. Yeah. I put so much effort into it.
That Tyler Hoban kid, he was he's the 90% of his followers are girls.
Yeah.
I have mine. Mine's, I looked at it because it tells you what analysis. Is it? Mine's 60 to 40, and it's all guys.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. It's probably like bar, it's similar to Barstool, like mostly.
Listen, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I think we're 70-30 girls, women to men. Yeah. I think 70-30.
Wow.
And that's why, like, whenever I shit, you know, everyone sucks off.
Girls actually.
Rook. Starbucks. I don't drink coffee.
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, let's, you know.
Damn, they're going to come at you in the comments, dude. They're going to be like,
When we make fun of girls like Rook and shit, like Pliables
people
and stuff.
People get pissed.
Like, no, I mean,
Rook
for the.
Lows.
Well, they refuse to come on our podcast, so it's not the worst thing you can imagine. But anyway,
no, honestly,
it's like, no,
fuck
I don't,
you, Rook.
We do that. We'll go on the podcast, and like the first thing Max will say, like, fuck the Asbury Park Press. Like, just like out of nowhere, I'm like, all right, well, I guess
love hearing that in the fucking AM.
Well, the reason we did it was because during the middle of pandemic, they were like, best New Jersey podcast to watch during the pandemic. And like, we talked to them all the time, and they didn't fucking put us on the list.
And we're pretty fucking successful. We had pretty big people on there.
The people
consider
they put
yourself
on,
successful.
The
we
people,
had big fucking people on.
The people they put on that list. No offense, their podcasts weren't that good.
No one watches.
They don't get
it's
a
like
lot of
old
views.
People shit.
Yeah.
Like we're like the younger person podcast with younger guests, TikTok people, Instagram, and they're like some guys talking about astrology or some shit for fucking.
So the next day, Max is like, "Fuck the Asbury Park Press, we hate you." And
I'm like, "I'm a little bit, I'm drinking too much for
this." Max is like, Max is like, "This is my third beer. It's 11 o'clock in the morning."
Can you drive me to work?
Wow, you guys are fucked that you drink. I can't even have a fucking glass.
No, dude, it's light. It ain't. It's not like
I mean, look at that. It's light.
I mean, I love day drinking. No, don't
apple cider.
Day drinking is best.
It is. No, dude, I love day drinking, especially bar A, because you like. You want a bar, like Tuesday, whatever.
Wait.
You're drunk
He's
by like
I don't
11
know what you're talking about. I've never been.
Soon enough.
No, ooh. Like I tried one time because like you could go there and eat.
The food
like,
is bang time.
It was good. Yeah. I was telling my brother, I was like, maybe I could go to eat there on a Tuesday night when I beat the clock. And then just go to the fucking bathroom and just sit in the bathroom until it starts. I didn't have the balls to do it. I'll have the balls to roast someone on TikTok and have millions see it, but I won't have the balls to sit in the bar. My brother got arrested. He was 20, turning 21 like the next day. They arrested him for using. He was using his fake. Like
at bar A,
like I wouldn't even fucking use my fake at a fucking.
One of my boys, the bouncer there, and he's such a honestly, he's such
they
a dickwad.
They're like, yo, can you do the alphabet backwards, motherfucker? I can't even do it forward.
Oh no, yeah.
What?
Alphabet.
I don't know
that's
anybody. I don't know
who
anybody who can actually do that.
My dad went up and he was like, my dad was a little tipsy, but he was fine. They were like, can you do the alphabet backwards? My dad went, whoa. I can't even.
Wait,
know.
It's Z.
Z-Y-X.
Z-Y-X. That's all I know.
One of my buddies that I know could do it like super fast.
Nah, fuck that shit. It's not worth
it. Dude, I'd have to write that bitch down. What are you,
like
Stephen Hawking? Like,
yeah,
that you fucking do that? He's dead. I know. What?
No, I don't care that he's. It's not about him being dead. It's just the fact that it's like, geez, Stephen Hawking, you're equating. That's
knowing
like doing
numbers.
The alphabet backwards. Yeah.
Okay, listen, we're going to close this up. I want to ask Duke, do you have anything that you want to plug before the end? Obviously, some new accounts or any merch you're doing.
Definitely tune into the Cameo. Get a Cameo. Actually, I was like not number one trending, but like my buddy downloaded the Cameo and my name like was like the first one popped up. So I don't know if that'll happen for everybody else, but definitely get my Cameo. Duke724 is a Cameo. It's like. Charge like $6 a video, $2 to text me.
That's reasonable.
And pretty reasonable. And then I got shirts coming out. I got 50 shirts. I got some smalls, medium, large. I'm charging $20 a shirt. I got grays and whites. If that goes good, I want to make fucking dad hats. I want to make banners. I want to make tees. I want to I want to go all out.
Dude, all cop. Just seriously, let us know.
I'll cop one. As soon as I got them, I'll let you guys know. Hopefully this fucking TikTok shit doesn't get banned, because that's like the best place where I could promote like all my shit. Yeah.
Well, maybe like Microsoft or something will fucking buy them. Who knows?
They're sending that Oracle shit.
Oracle, yeah, it might make a deal with them. We'll see.
Well, will you just, you're just going to roast the fuck out of people. Like, can you, like, is everything on TikTok, like, is there anything off limits? I mean, not on TikTok, I mean Cameo.
I'll do whatever the Some
people will be like, yo.
Cameo, if you tell me that your buddy's fat, shit on my boy, I'm telling that motherfucker to hit a Jersey Strong treadmill fast. Hit that shit, like, real quick, because you're a fat, like, burn those calories off, pal. Dude, I don't hold back. That's another thing with me. Sometimes I'll keep going, my mouth will keep going. I'm like, dude, like, my brain, I'm like, yo, you should stop. No, keep going.
Keep going.
Sometimes I'll look at the timer on the Cameo, and it'll say, like, a minute 30. I'm like, yo, I've been roasting this kid for a minute 30 seconds.
And the kid writes back, like, this is great, but, like, a little bit too much.
He's crying by the time it hits 40 seconds.
Like, dude, it was my 12th birthday. What the fuck, dude, man? I said I'm not good at Fortnite, all right? You just went about my weight.
Some kids, like, it'll be like, yo, wish my buddy a 17th like, birthday. I'm like, happy 17th birthday, Jimmy. Go fuck yourself. I'm like, I can't tell if I'm making this kid's day doing the video yourself. Or me telling him to go fuck himself is going to be a thing.
I think that's a good note to close it out.
Yeah. So, guys, thank you for watching the 18th episode of the MCM Podcast. Jared, do you have anything to say before I ask to subscribe?
No, no.
For you,
I'm good.
All right, if you like this, subscribe, like this, send all your friends. Duke, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep. See you guys.